Can you tell me something about, describe your house to me, the present house?
The present house. It is a comfortable, contemporary home, I guess you would say. We enjoy our home. We have plenty of room, especially now since it's just the two of us. When I was growing up, there was no such thing as a den. We sat in the kitchen, unless we had company, then we went in the parlor, or the front room, it's called.
How many rooms you have in this house?
We have three bedrooms, living room, dining room, kitchen, den, two baths, dressing room.
Considerable number.
Well, really too much room for two, but the children in and out all the time. This house was built 16 years ago, or we moved in 16 years ago. Prior to that, I didn't tell you, we had a smaller home just down the hill from here. It's a three bedroom, one bath.
I think we might have gone there yesterday by mistake.
My husband's mother lives there now.
How does this house differ from the one you grew up in? You have a picture there of the house you grew up in when you were a girl. Will you tell me about that? Describe that one for me.
Oh yes, there's quite a bit more room. Oh, let me go back just a little bit to the first two country homes I lived in.
Go ahead.
Because they were tenant houses. And my dad was a sharecropper. And we had no indoor plumbing. We had no running water. We had no electricity. And therefore, I guess I would appreciate these things more than people that would never had them. The houses were not sealed or insulated. Now, the picture that I drew for you is a much better home. We lived there longer, and my father was able to purchase it through being a hard worker and saving and making good crops and raising cattle and horses and things, you know. That home, when we first moved into it, it had no indoor plumbing. But it was shortly thereafter, there was space for a bathroom, and we did install a bathroom.
You didn't have indoor plumbing. What did you have instead there?
Oh, we had an outhouse, a toilet.
Yeah, anybody ever call it anything else? It's not an outhouse toilet.
I just think we called it an outdoor toilet.
Would you have any joking names maybe for it? People, when joking about it, ever call it anything differently? Did you ever hear call it necessary or?
No, I don't believe I did.
Just always outhouse.
The outhouse usually, or the toilet is what we called it.
How many rooms did you have in the later house?
Oh, there were two bedrooms downstairs. There was an unfinished upstairs that was floored, and we had some beds up there because when all of us were home, we had to use it. Big kitchen, the cellar leading down underneath the kitchen, where we stored canned goods, and it was always cool and damp down there. Living room, dining room, quite a large front porch.
You mentioned the porch there. Ever hear anybody call the porch anything else besides a porch?
My grandmother called it the piazza.
Piazza. Was that the same thing as a porch? Is two words for the same thing?
No, I would think so.
Ever hear it called anything else by older people? Anybody call it a gallery? Or?
Yes, I have heard it called that. But it was not used in our family.
What about veranda? Anyone ever called a veranda around here?
Yes, veranda.
They still all mean about the same thing?
All the same thing.
Let me ask you, you mentioned a home having an unfinished second story. If you had had a porch on that second story, would you still simply have called it a porch?
We called it a balcony.
A balcony, then. Mm-hmm. So it would have been something a little bit different. How did you get from the first floor to the second floor?
We had a stairway leading up from the dining room.
Is that indoors?
Indoors.
If you had that stairway outside, would you still have called it a stairway?
Right.